Major League Baseball teams are in Florida and Arizona preparing for the start of the regular season next week. But the business of baseball is in the news. Forbes magazine, in its annual survey on the sport, reports that the New York Yankees are worth $1.7 billion. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis joins us now, as he does most Fridays. Good to talk with you again, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And let's deal with that $1.7 billion. It sounds like the Yankees are doing well. Same thing for the rest of baseball?
You know, baseball's in pretty good shape, especially at a time when the National Football League is shut down because of a labor fight. Forbes estimates that MLB teams rose in value by 7% to a record high of $523 million on average, and only three declined in value last year. The Red Sox are second, but they're way behind the Yankees at $912 million. The least valuable team is the Pittsburgh Pirates at around $300 million, but that was also up a little bit. More tangibly, baseball has weathered the recession pretty well. Attendance last year fell only 0.4%, and overall revenue was up 4% to around $6 billion.
But despite all that, bullish news, two of the game's marquee franchises have been having some very public difficulties. Tell us about them.
Yeah, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. The Dodgers owners, Frank and Jamie McCord, are involved in an ugly divorce battle that's revealed that they pretty much used the team as a personal ATM for about 6 years. They racked up more than $450 million in debt. The Mets owners, meanwhile, piled up a similar amount of debt. They're being sued for $1 billion by the court-appointed trustee for the victims of investor Bernie Madoff, with whom the Mets owners had multiple accounts. The New York Times reports that the Mets lost an estimated $50 million last year and are projected to lose another $50 million this year. And these financial problems have not only imperiled the operation of both the Dodgers and the Mets, but I think they raise questions about Major League Baseball's oversight of its owners.
And what could be the repercussions of that?
Well, in baseball, the teams with the most revenue contribute to a pool that's divided among the lower revenue teams. And last year, the Mets' revenue dropped, so the amount they contributed to this pool fell by about $15 million. And the result is that the overall pool declined for the first time, and that is not good for the overall health of the game. And this part hasn't gotten a lot of attention yet, but baseball's labor agreement between the owners and the players expires in December. The issue of debt, revenue sharing, these are certain to be thorny issues when the players and the owners start talking.
And now for something completely different, Stefan.
Actual baseball?
Baseball, yes. In spring training, I want you to tell us about some potential storylines. Who is this year's veteran, maybe down on his luck, but trying to make it back and be a star again?
Well, I'm liking Manny Ramirez being in Tampa with the Rays. He signed a one-year deal for $2 million, and the enigmatic slugger was trying to be the sort of comeback player of the year. He only played in about 90 games last year, and there's an anecdote in Sports Illustrated this week. Manny's been saying all spring in the locker room that he's going to prove it, prove it, prove it. So teammates made T-shirts that said prove it on them. I thought that was kind of funny.
Okay. And now, at the risk of being very provincial, the Baltimore-Washington area last year actually had two teams, one in either league, both of them with thoroughly atrocious records. Is there any hope for the Baltimore Orioles or the Washington Nationals this season?
You know, I think that there is. The Orioles ended last season with only 69 wins, but they won 34 out of their last 57 games, one of the best records in baseball toward the end of the season. And that's partly because they have a new manager, Buck Showalter. And then with Washington, they've got their 18-year-old number one draft pick, Bryce Harper. He batted .389 in spring training. When he was in high school and in junior college, he would smear this eye black all over his cheeks like war paint. When he got to spring training, the 43-year-old designated hitter on the Nationals, Matt Stairs, this is according to a tweet from the Nationals reporter, no more eye black. It's a high school thing.
Okay. Have a good weekend, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert. You too.
Stefan Fatsis joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports. And you can hear more of him on Slate.com's sports podcast. Hang up and listen.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.